This is Scientific American's 60 Second Earth. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute?
You might think of weather as a local or regional phenomenon. But when it comes to lightning storms, what happens 93 million miles away at, you guessed it, the sun, can actually affect the frequency of thunderbolts. That's according to a study in the journal Environmental Research Letters.
So the sun is essentially a bar magnet. And as it rotates around, half the time its field points towards the Earth and half the time its field points away from the Earth.
Study author Matthew Owens, an environmental physicist at the University of Reading in the UK. He and his colleagues analyzed lightning strikes in the UK over a six-year period. And they found that when the sun's magnetic field was pointed away from the Earth, lightning strikes in the UK went up 50%. Owens says what they think is happening is the sun's magnetic field affects the Earth's magnetic field, stretching and skewing it, which allows more cosmic rays to hit the atmosphere. That's important, because cosmic rays can trigger lightning.
Some of the groups in America do outrageously cool things like fire rockets with metal wires attached to them into clouds, and that directly triggers the lightning, because the lightning then has a nice conducting metal wire to travel down.
Nature doesn't do that, of course, but cosmic rays serve a similar purpose.
These energetic particles that are coming from space essentially produce thin channels of ionization that essentially that behaves like a thin metal wire, and that enables lightning to occur from the bottom of the cloud to the Earth.
These types of studies could eventually improve lightning forecasts, Owens says, and since lightning strikes are predicted to increase in a warming world, we may end up seeing less of the sun itself, but more of its electrifying influence.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Earth, I'm Christopher Intagliata.